Bear Podcast 352. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. And this is episode 350. What, Maynard? What is it, Maynard?
351.
No. 352.
What? Is it 352?
352.
Oh, that's right. I lost count. Should we start all over again? Probably not.
No, that's fine.
Okay. It's a good thing you reminded me.
Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, is it today? Oh, that's right.
No, it'll be next. No, but by the time we record again, it'll be over with.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so just get it out there early, you know.
Martin Luther King Day. Yeah, welcome everyone to episode 352. Okay, yeah, we got it right this time, Ray. And at the top of the show, you just listened to Lights by Kendall. He's got a new album. It's called 11. I guess it's called 11, yeah. And it's going to be available at cdbaby.com on starting January 11th. Yeah, tomorrow.
So do you have to have 11 to get a piece of Kindle?
Yes, I like a piece of Kindle once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
He's really changed his style.
Has he?
He changed it a lot. It's something a lot different now that I'm used to. So. Mm-hmm.
So well, cool.
Oh yeah.
So what's going on with you?
Nothing much. Just well, weekend updates. We just went to our friend Carlos' memorial service last Saturday. It was very solemn, and yeah, it's pretty sad.
It was solemn, but there was a bunch of laughs. You couldn't talk about Carlos and not get a good giggle out of him. Mm-hmm. I'll sit right behind his family, and I know that his mother. And I think that one of the sisters didn't speak English very well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the brother and the other sister and the other cousin were trying to translate a little bit. And people were laughing. And I think the mom was trying to figure out what they were laughing and applauding for and stuff. So it was interesting.
Okay. Well, that's good.
So
you got to see I didn't get to see his folks. I see. I think I saw them walking away. But
oh, just his brother. He looks just like him, except he looks. He was the skinny version of Carlos.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, when he walked in the room, I was like, oh my god, they look almost exactly alike.
Mm-hmm.
So
must have been interesting to see.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, after that, we had the activity room. We ate some food there.
Yeah.
You know, what it was really bad though. During the day, I dressed up and everything. I forgot to bring my jacket, so it's really cold.
Yeah.
And we ended up going to Spaghetti Western just to, you know, that's
let's get it straight. We went to y'all went to Tony's Corner Pocket because I went back to Carlos's apartment and helped his family load up the U-Haul so they could leave to start driving back to Florida and all that good mess.
Oh, wow.
And then once we got done with that, then we got to Tony's Corner Pocket and I got wasted.
Yeah, I noticed. I saw that. You really got wasted.
I was
drunk.
You didn't
seem to be too wasted.
I had four drinks right back to back with nothing on my stomach, so I was pretty wasted. That's why I was like, we need to go somewhere and eat.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's not going to be pretty for Ray.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's when we went to Spaghetti Western.
Yeah.
And
sit outside and froze.
It was cold. There were about, how many were we? About 15?
It's about 15, and if you'd added the other group in that was in the other room that we didn't realize was in there, we'd have had like 30 or 40
Everybody
people.
Everybody from the bar went to the restaurant.
So, and his one, and Spaghetti Western is one of Carlos's favorites. So, you know, it's either there, Golden Island, or Buffalo Wild Wings. So.
Ah, okay. That's right. Anyway, okay, so that's our adventure with last Saturday. And I didn't get to attend the CBC meet gathering. It's the Chub and Bear Chaser group here in Houston. I wasn't able to join it because
I got wasted. I texted Tony. I said, I don't think I'm going to make it tonight.
Yeah, I left him a voice message. I can't go. Next time, Tony and all you chasers, if you guys are listening, we'll definitely attend the next gathering. Maybe this weekend.
And I had Terry with me, so most of the places they were going like that night, he couldn't go anywhere because he's not old enough. So,
oh,
that damn 21 and up thing.
Uh huh. That's right. So that's been what I've been doing. And also, I got to play some dominoes with Mark and Kevin. I went to Mark and Kevin's yesterday. So shout out Mark and Kevin. It's very nice to play dominoes and Uno Attack. Have you played Uno Attack before, right? Ray?
No.
It's the one that spits out Uno cards.
Press
a button.
I haven't played Uno in years.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So. Pretty fun with the big group. Yeah.
So.
And that's pretty much it. And yeah. So.
Did you see The Cape last night? Did you watch that?
No. How was it?
I don't know. I'm holding judgment for a couple more episodes. It's very kind of comic booky hokey, which just I think that's what they're going for.
Is it like
but I got to see if the plot line's going to develop a little bit better. So, because you got a superhero that got found for, and then you got the supervillain, and you got all these other supervillains and all that other kind of whack. So, it'd be interesting to see how it goes.
Yeah,
if they pull it off.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's The Cape. I've been reading about it, and I saw the previews before. I think you showed me the previews before on, but it looks interesting. So maybe I'll TiVo it or something, or DVR it
Okay.
when I get the chance. All right. So, how about going on with our guest? We have a guest today. It's his name is Scott. He's from Seattle, and he's the maker, the founder of Bear Book. And we had an interview with him, and we had a good chat. So here's our interview with Scotty.
Here's Scotty.
Hey everyone, this is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And joining us today is the governor of Bear Book, Scotty. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
Oh, great, great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, you're the governor. I was reading your profile. You're the governor.
This is the governor. I don't know. That might come back to haunt me. I mean, yeah, you know, I just was like, what am I going to be? I'll just be the governor. How's that?
Yeah.
Oh, you should always go for the supreme imperial ruler of all.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to do something that would kind of take the piss out of being anything important at all anyway, but it doesn't seem to be working.
Oh, no, because you get all the complaints, whether they're good or bad. So.
Oh, yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of love, there. Too. I do get a lot of love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're here. We're going to talk about your project here. It's Bear Book. It's bearbook.com. So, okay, standard questions. Why? I mean, what made you start Bear Book?
Well, you know, I was a huge Facebook fan. I'd say around about when Facebook started to explode, I was like, what the hell? And I started Facebooking, and I just thought it was a great experience back before it became really, you know, populated with apps and all the data mining and stuff started to go on and the privacy controls and all of that. But, you know, so I just fell in love with the experience, and I was with a friend one day and I just said, you know, we should make a site for bears that works like Facebook and just make it so it's 18 and up, you know, an adult site, and call it Bear Book. And it was just a big light going off in my brain, and I just haven't been able to let go since.
And I'm glad.
Yeah. I mean, at the time it was just a matter of searching whether or not the URL was available, and it was, and it just started to unfold from there. That's, yeah, I just kind of felt like it needed to happen. And the truth is, you know, back then there wasn't a big bear movement on Facebook like there is now. I mean, you see people on Facebook and they have 5,000 friends and they're all bears and they're just there adding everyone they can. And that's weird, you know. I kind of find it a little weird that Twitter, you know, which to show us other people to follow and who we might be interested in. And I get all that. And now Facebook does the same thing. You know, it has all these suggestions for me to be friends with people. And so it's kind of like we're all getting connected there and we have nothing really in common. And then Bear Book comes along and gives us the whole ability to sort of perv out together. And we do have that in common.
Mm-hmm. And you can do adult perv out on Bear Book, yeah. Correct?
We can do pretty much anything, right? Like any adult stuff. I see people, yeah, posting lots of porn, especially Buck. Buck posts a lot.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, Buck Ramsey's a little amateur porn star himself. So, yes. And I'm so grateful that he loves Bear Book because, mm-hmm, you know, he came right in and within a few days he was just all over it, having a blast. And, you know, that was really, that's good, you know. And then there's other people that are very, like, anti-sexual, overt stuff, and they complain about it. And other members start reminding them on Live Journal and stuff, you know, well, it's who you connect to. You know, if you don't want to be exposed to all that, don't connect to those people. Just connect to people that are more, you know, a little safer about what they're sharing and stuff like that. So, you know, we built it with the idea that you get to build your network. We don't judge anybody. Do what you want. You know, as long as it's legal, it's okay with us. And, you know, so we find people playing it safe and being very selective about who they connect with. And then we find people that are just buddy collecting and, mm-hmm, all about sharing dirty pictures. And, you know, we wanted to be able to give you the same opportunity you have to share YouTube videos on Facebook, we wanted to give you that opportunity to share XTube videos on Bearbook. So, you know, that's all built in.
So where do you draw the line, though, if something something's going to be inappropriate? What is inappropriate, then?
I don't think you get to determine what's inappropriate. I think you have to choose. Everything has to be based on what is the law, you know. And as long as it's not illegal, then it's not inappropriate. And you have to determine what's inappropriate. If you see someone doing something that you feel is inappropriate, that's offensive to you. Sorry about the truck that just went by. Mm-hmm. If you see something that you think is inappropriate or offensive to you, then you disconnect from them. Don't have anything to do with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
But I love inappropriate stuff. Ooh, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's what I like.
A lot of us do, you know. I have to be honest with you. You know, there's people on there that do things that I kind of roll my eyes at, and I'm like, I don't want to see this guy anymore. I mean, it's already happening for me, too. And then, you know, I might be a bit of a prude myself in certain respects, but, you know, I don't want to hold that against them. I want to build something that allows them to be themselves. So that's what we tried to do.
Mm-hmm. So, Maynard, you can't post any of the Donkey Show videos.
No, I can't. All the bestiality I've done, no, I can't anymore. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. You're based in Seattle, right?
Yes.
And Washington doesn't have bestiality laws. Right?
Yes, it does, actually.
Oh, yes, it does.
It's recent based on the fact that guy died.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Is that Mr. Hands? I remember that.
Yeah, just crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's some laws up here now against any of that. And, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we tried to build ways for you to report violations of other users' profiles, and of course violations with posts and stuff like that. And so far, we haven't seen anything that out of control. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Yeah, that's good.
So how many users do you have now?
I believe we're up almost 1,850. We're about to cross 1,850 if we haven't already.
Mm-hmm. It's showing right now. I'm on the site right now. It shows 1843.
Wow. Oh,
1843. Okay.
That's pretty fast.
That was a good year.
it was a good year. Funny. Yeah.
What makes Bearbook different from other chat sites, other bear chat sites?
The thing that makes Bearbook different from other sites is the publisher. We created a multimedia publisher, which allows you to share links and videos and pictures and words like status updates with your network, whoever you've included into your network. And that's what makes it different. You know, it's kind of like we took the idea of how LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and other sites like these, mainstream sites, allow people to connect through status updates, and we built it for bears. That's the primary thing that makes us different from other bear sites. And, of course, you know, there's no censorship here. I know there's a lot of bear sites have cropped up over the last couple of years, and some of them are really, like, trying to build a better mousetrap, doing the same thing that Bear411 has done so successfully for so long now. Mm-hmm. And they look better, and they feel better, and they run better, and there's probably no censorship, but there's just no users there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, we know all along that building a new bear website, so everyone's going to roll their eyes. There's going to be some cynicism about it, like what, you know, like the world needs another bear website. Well, you know, we decided to come at it with an approach of building something that's being very popular in mainstream and give that to bears. So it's our publisher. Our publisher is what makes us different from all the other sites.
I see. Okay. How about mobile versions? What mobile version of the website?
Well, you know, we have known all along that we have to do a mobile web version of the site. And we really have to crack this soon. It's on our plate for the within the next 2 months that we have to simplify a version for mobile web. And obviously, we want to make native mobile apps as well, but we don't really foresee even getting those started till toward the end of this year. And but in terms of being able to access it from a mobile device, we do need to create a simplified version. And I'm an iPhone user, and it works beautifully on my iPhone now. It's a little complicated, and you know, you start using pop-ups and things like that to see pictures and whatnot, and it does get a little clunky, but for the most part, it's pretty effective. Mm-hmm. So the fact that it has it does work to a certain degree for a lot of mobile users. It hasn't been a high priority. We've just been trying to get launched and get some of our numbers up and catch all of our bugs and all that stuff, but it is a high priority now to make it mobile friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yay for iPhone.
Can anybody register on Bear Book? Is it open to chasers, otters, cubs, Brazilian mountain goats? Can they all register on Bear Book?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, we have one woman on the site, actually, and her arrival was kind of like, wow, that's unusual, and it happened early on, and, you know, she was very much like, I love bears. I love that you built this. Am I okay here? And we were like, of course you're okay here. You know, our tagline is for bear folk and their not-so-furry friends. You know, to me, that means everyone. There isn't anyone that's not allowed here.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool.
So, that's good. Yeah, we've had people, you know, take us aside and go, hey, there's a woman on the site. I don't understand. Isn't this for men? And I'm like, nope, it's for bears and they're not-so-furry friends. So, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, it's sort of a social experiment. It's a sort of a social experiment, you know, and even at that point, we remind people that if you don't want to be connected to them, don't be connected to them. Mm-hmm. And if you're concerned about sharing your stuff with people, they can see it, lock it down. You know, you don't have to have any settings so that anyone can see your stuff. Yeah. If you, like, set all of your settings to my friends only can see my posts, my pictures, all the things that I share, then that's all that will ever see it.
That's all you need. Wow.
So,
I know. I got to wait for Buck to friend me on the invite I sent him before I can see all the pics and videos. Damn it.
Does Buck actually have his stuff locked down? Because I would have thought that guy would have everything wide open.
Well, I went to go look at the pictures.
Oh, he's got everything wide open, I guess.
Well, no, because I just went and found him, and I clicked on his profile, and it says, and I clicked on a picture, and it says, you got to be friends to see this.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm referring to other things, but yeah, he will open up to you, Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you're based in Seattle, and your server is also in Seattle. So, well, that's good.
Yeah.
You're more on Eastern time. Oh, West. East Coast time. Oh, West Coast.
West
Coast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
yeah, and we're working with a server company called WowRack up here, who has been just really, really, really helpful and lovely, and able to help us grow when we need to grow. And they set us up with servers all through development before we even started. And they've just been really helpful. We love them.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a team, or you're just it? You're the IT. You're IT and everything.
No, we're a team. I'm a designer. I'm a designer. I consider myself an artist and an inventor. And so I'm an idea guy, but I'm also have a design background, a marketing background. So I had to find a partner who's a code genius and someone who thought he could pull all this together without any money. And, you know, that's how we started it all. And then along the way, we've had several people approach us and say, I love what you're doing. I love the idea. Do you need any money? Do you need investors? And so we have, in order to get where we are, we sold a couple chunks of the LLC. We have a couple bears up here in the Pacific Northwest who own portions of Bear Book LLC. And we've added a developer and a project manager as a result of that. And so we're really a team of four now with a couple people behind us.
Nice.
And that's what's making it go. Mm-hmm.
I should look for them in Bear Book, too.
Yeah, they're all there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you search Team Bear Book, all one word, in the search field, then you'll see all of the four of us that are at least work on it all the time.
So you got Scout, Wiz, and Schmoozer.
Oh, do they?
Oh yeah, Schmooze. Scout.
Yes, we have Scout, Waves, and Schmoozer.
Yeah, I see them all the time. Schmoozer. Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how about yourself? I mean, besides all this Bear Book stuff that you're doing, what else do you do for fun there in Seattle?
You know what? I don't think I've had any fun in a long time.
Oh, really?
Okay. He's been developing a new product. You know, there is no fun.
There is no fun.
Yeah.
That should be the fun part, right? Mm-hmm.
Seriously, it's a lot of work. And I actually I have another product that I invented before Bear Book that actually found funding and has been in development too. So it's just keeping me really busy. And what I do is I shoot darts. That's how I let everything go. Okay. I'm a dart thrower and a movie goer. And
don't you
play games with my friends.
Don't you play softball?
No, I don't play softball, okay. But I know we have the Muffin Tops.
Yes,
here.
I was about to say Muffin Tops. I was thinking, yeah. Are you a member of the Muffin Tops? I heard about them.
No, but I watch these guys play softball, and I'm like, I got to figure out how to sponsor them.
Wow, that'd be nice. Bear Book sponsored softball team. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, we're going to – we have friends at Fiesta de Los Oso. Down in Tucson, coming weekend, who are doing a little Bear Book promoting for us down there, and we're going to be at IBR with a table and selling t-shirts and hats and getting our presence out there a little further over the next month.
Then you can have a Bear Book party. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've also had a couple people talk about doing Bear Book socials somehow in the cities where we're getting the majority of our users. Mm-hmm. And so we're working on something like that. I don't know if you're familiar with the concept that sort of grew up in Australia. They called it fag tag.
Fag tag.
And fag tag. And they would announce that tonight they would all be going to this pub. And, people were all following that news article, that news item with RSS feeds and whatnot. And so they would get 40, 50 people to just sort of move around, and they would play fag tag and go to four or five different locations every week, from straight venues to restaurants, to coffee shops, to bars. And, you know, they sort of had this positive effect of making their presence known. Mm-hmm. And so showing a little strength in numbers too, by going into a straight club and there's 40 or 50 people, they're all there to patronize, and they're so welcome. So we kind of are like, you know, how do we pull that off so that we help Bear Book users let each other know, hey, we're all going to go here tonight? And sort of try and take the social atmosphere outside of the website out into the real world.
Meet some real people for a change, yeah.
That's right. That's right. Well, I do get the random stories of, hey, I just met two Bear Book users, my first Bear Book meeting, and like, so people are out there meeting each other in person. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's awesome. Well, we're running out of time here, and it's really great to have you in the show, Scott.
Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate you looking us up and having a chat with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so. The website, it's bearbook.com, and you're just there. What's your username there?
My username is Scott J. Bailey, my full name.
Your full name is just going to be there. Okay, so
can just pitch but when you, you yeah, all new users, when they sign up, they get a welcome message from me. It's automated, but it's very thoughtfully put together, and you can reach back out to me immediately if you like after you're there.
I think I got messages from Schmoozer before.
But yeah, there's a little welcome post from Schmoozer for sure.
Oh, okay. So everyone out there, we're having just some technical difficulties in the audio. So anyway, so check out the website, bearbook.com, and sign up. Check it out. Scotty, beat me up. Yeah, beat me up, Scotty, yeah. Yo, so thank you, Scotty, for being in the show. And it's always good to have, guests in the show, like guys like Scotty from Bear Book, yeah. He's the governor.
Hello, governor.
Okay.
So what else we got going on here? Oh, that little thing that's happening in May.
Yeah, that's right. What do you have, Ray?
Bear Watch 12 registration has launched finally. Mm-hmm. So Bear Watch is up. Bear Watch 12 is open for registration. You can go to www.bearwatch.net to register.
You almost missed that one.
Yeah, I was about ready to say bear book, but there's too many bears. I start typing in bear in my Google, in my address thing up there now, and it's just all this stuff. I just get this list that drops down, and I'm just like, oh God, too much damn bears. Where's all the chaser?
Mm-hmm.
So
should be a chaser book.
You can go to bearwatch.net and register. Right now, the cost is $85 until January 31st. And then on February 1st, it goes up to $95 until April 30th. Mm-hmm. It's $95. So, but I had somebody email today and said, well, what do I get for the money that I'm going to Bear Watch on?
Yeah, what am I going to get?
Well, here's what you get. Okay. You get access to Bear Watch, which is two fun days in Galveston with a bunch of hot bears and chasers and otters and Brazilian mountain goats and whatever else that comes along. You get fed a snack Friday night. You get three squares on Saturday, which is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then you get breakfast Sunday morning before you leave. You get your souvenir T-shirt plus a bunch of other little prizes and a whole lot of fun. And you also get to get in the foam pit Saturday night with all the other naked men's at the clothing optional pool party.
Nice.
So, and Friday night this year, our theme this year is Animal House. So Friday night's a toga party, and we're going to have a toga contest and some hazing going on and some paddling and some interesting little games going on Friday night. So,
like I said, I've never worn a toga before. I'd like to try
it. You better get on one now. So. And we're going to have a kegger party, so Friday night. It's going to be a kegger toga party.
Okay.
So it should be fun. So go register.
Bearwatch.net. Okay.
Bearwatch.net. So.
That's good. But anyway, okay. So how about, let's go on with the question of the day. You have a question of the day, right?
Do you have friends that do mass texting, asking inappropriate questions?
I know what you mean about this, and I pretty much know who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you do. But we're not going to mention their name
on
the air. But he does. But we have a friend that does these mass textings out to people asking stupid questions most of the time. He's usually a day late and a dollar short when he does it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of gets ridiculous. And the last time he did it last week. And it really just got on my last gay nerve, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if anybody else has friends that do stupid shit like that. So.
It's okay if you, text message saying hello once in a while or something's going on like a party or an event. But if it's just like, hey, happy Monday. And then the next day is happy Tuesday. And then the next day is happy Wednesday. Oh, my God. It got crazy before.
So what of our listeners? Do y'all have people that mass text people as a group and you all get the same question and it's usually something stupid or inappropriate? To be asking in a group like that.
What's the most inappropriate question that you got asked of?
Yeah.
So let us know.
So that'd just thought that was my question of the day. So it's been griping me all week, and I just finally had to talk about it. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
you got it out of your chest.
I got it off my breasts. It's all good now.
All right, that's good.
Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, moving on. What do we have? We have a wolf with a bear. We have a wolf with a bear.
Well, actually, it's a wolf with a cub this time.
Is he a cub? Oh, yeah, he's a wolf with a cub.
He's a cub. Mm-hmm. Our wolf with a cub is George from Cleveland, Ohio. He stands 6'1", weighs 265 pounds. He's white and is 27 years old, and he's recently single.
Ooh, that's why you're pimping him out, okay?
That's right, I'm pimping him out.
All right.
He is very picky about the men he dates and says he just doesn't let any old troll in his bed, so he just has some cock. So you have to go to work. So you're going to have to work it to get with him.
Ooh.
George is furry, cuddly, and friendly. He likes to tip cows, throw stuff off a bridge, stare off into space, and drift slowly into madness. When he's not doing that, he likes beer, dining out, movies, especially comedies, and skiing. He's passionate about technology. He likes reading about tech stuff. He considers Best Buy his toy store. You can find George on Growler and on Bear 411 as iCuddle83. And that's iCuddle, the numbers 83.
I see. Okay. It's so, really cute. I saw the picture, so we'll put it in the album art so you guys can see.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so check him out, Growler. He's on Growler, huh? Okay.
He's on Growler as George, and he's on 411 as iCuddle. Hopefully he'll be on Bear Book soon. Mm-hmm. I'll tell him to go get on Bear Book.
Yeah.
So, now this geek thing you got down here, is that for certain? Because I asked one of my Apple people.
Yeah.
And they said they couldn't comment on that.
Oh, they can't. Apple, okay, this is what it is. Apple employees, in any way they're related to Apple, they have an NDA that they really cannot say anything, nothing. That's why our friends who are, I have certain friends, or one certain friend who works at the Apple store, and he cannot say anything, cannot comment anything good or bad. Cannot.
I know. Okay. The one I talked to is the same way. So he recommended I go look at some Lady Gaga deal.
Yeah.
He sent me a link for that. So maybe that'll be on next week's geek thing.
Yeah, probably.
Something that Lady Gaga's doing. So.
But anyway, so tomorrow it's Verizon will be having the iPhone. That's the pretty much the rumor, or that's the that's
allegedly Verizon will be getting its own version of the iPhone.
Okay, so if that
Which
happens...
Which allegedly, I understand, is going to be a nightmare for the Apple people because there's two different phones.
Yeah, that's true.
There's the AT&T version and the Verizon version.
You know, I think AT&T will have a... it would minimize the drop calls. Don't you think? Because, you know, all the network stuff will be going now to Verizon, most of it. People are going to switch. That'd be nice because it's something that's really bothering me. It's something that,
I think they'll be the initial mass move, but I think there's a lot of people that's going to stay at AT&T, one, because they still got contracts, and two, because I think eventually once a lot of people move, the service is going to improve on AT&T because there's less iPhone users. So
yeah, that's true.
And then everybody that was having problems on iPhone will be having on AT&T will be having them on Verizon. So, but we'll see. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. So. I'm not gonna switch. You're an AT&T, right? So, but
I'm on AT&T, so I think I'll be staying there for a while.
I'll be staying on AT&T for a while also, because also it's the iPhone 4. There's nothing really to it with the iPhone 4 right now because it's still iPhone 4.
Maybe when iPhone 5 comes out, it'd be worth switching because you know.
Yeah, that might be a better idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're on the 10G network.
10G.
Yeah.
It's gonna be six generations from now, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's it. So. So let us know if you guys are gonna switch. Let us know.
And if you get the Verizon iPhone, let us know how it goes.
It would be the same. It's the same iPhone with the same antenna problem.
No, it's a different iPhone.
Nope, it's iPhone 4. There's no change in design. It's the same.
Yeah, I've been told that there is a change in design because
maybe there's a tape on the side.
Well, no. I was told that the AT&T iPhone has a SIM card in it, or the little card in it. Mm-hmm. The other one doesn't do that. You can't switch your stuff out like that.
Oh, that's right, right. Yeah, that's the difference. It becomes a CDMA phone. That means you cannot talk and call and surf. That's the problem with CDMA. That's the problem that they're going to have. That's what I understand about CDMA and GSM technology. So. Right now, you can, with GSM, the one with the swap-out card that you have right now, Ray, you can talk and surf at the same time with CDMA.
Which I don't think I've ever done.
You've never done that? I've done that before. As long as you're in 3G, you're good. So that's the geek part of the show. Wow. Didn't know you're geeking out on this one. Okay, so how about some shout-outs? I'm going to do some shout-outs to our friends Mark, Kevin, Chris, Rob, and Wayne and Kent, of course. Yeah. And one more, David from Houston. And Ray, he was listening to us in our last show and he found us really crazy. So
it's probably you. I'm the sane one of the group, folks.
Really? You're the sane one. Okay.
I'm the sane one. I'm the voice of reason through the nardiness.
Nice. Nice. Okay. I'll keep that in mind. Let me edit that out. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, how about you, Ray? Any shout outs?
None this week. All my HAB family that helped with Carlos is over the past week and the crazy running around schedule and madness that caused of his passing away. So mm-hmm. I'd like to give a shout out to everybody that helped me with that and was there for me. And because it was hard. So.
Okay. All right. So, well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. And I'd like to thank Scott from Seattle, who the founder of Bear Book. Thank you for joining us. And also to George from Cleveland for being our Woof for the Bear. And if you have any comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com. Or
give us a call at 206-222-2327. And that's 206-222-BEAR. How about that?
There you go. There you go. Give us a call and we'll play the show. We'll play the show. So you can leave any voice message. And subscribe by iTunes and Zoom Marketplace and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Or go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs.
Hi-yo.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast.